From the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. On the program today, it's Mitch Nugent from Prima, a performing arts company in Lancaster, and choreographer Pat Cowder here to talk about Prima's upcoming production, The Music of West Side Story. The show runs twice, starting later this week on September 9th, and then again on September 16th at the Ware Center in downtown Lancaster. And it features Tony-nominated Josefina Scaglione, who is best known for her role as Maria in the Broadway revival of West Side Story. Along with Josefina are a whole cast of professional actors and dancers from theaters across central Pennsylvania.
I honestly don't think I've seen this level of professional dancers on the stage collaborating. Like, it's literally the best of the best that all of these area theaters have brought to town. And in a sense, we get to pick the cream of the crop, which is just a really neat experience.
Coming up, it's Mitch Nugent and Pat Cowder. But first, let's find out what's happening around the Wood Stove. At the Wood Stove House, we are really excited to officially announce our first creativity conference in Lancaster coming up on Saturday, October 20th at the Candy Factory. Creativity Con 2012 is a one-day conference featuring five guest speakers who will tell their stories and offer tools and resources to inspire you to ignite your creative fire. Whether you're a creative professional, student, hobbyist, or somewhere in between, there will be something to get you inspired to live your life filled with creative passion. This conference is not specific to a particular discipline, and all the presentations can be applied across the creative spectrum. Registration is now open, and it's only $99 if you sign up to attend the conference before September 30th. All of the details, including the conference schedule, bios of our speakers, and a link to register for the conference can be found at creativitycon.com. Or visit woodstovehouse.com and click the banner at the top of the page. CreativityCon 2012, that's October 20th at the Candy Factory. This week, it's Lancaster's First Friday, on Friday, September 7th. Don't miss all of the action in downtown Lancaster as thousands descend on the city for a monthly celebration of the arts and all the goodness that is Lancaster City. And this one is even more special as our friends at Series 42 welcome Gypsy Jazz favorite Fish Tank Ensemble back to Lancaster. The show will be held at the Elks Club, 219 North Duke Street, with doors opening at 7 p.m. That's Fish Tank Ensemble, Friday, September 7th. Check out Series 42 on Facebook, or link up from our website, woodstovehouse.com, for details. I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Today on the program, it's Mitch Nugent and Pat Cowder talking about The Music from West Side Story, an upcoming production of Prima, Mitch's performing arts company based right here in Lancaster. The show features Broadway star Josefina Scaglione, whose role in West Side Story on Broadway earned her a Tony nomination. It's Prima on Around the Wood Stove. Well, joining me at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, it's Mitch Nugent from Prima Theater and choreographer Pat Cowder. We're here to talk about a very special show that Prima is producing later on this week.
Yeah, Music of West Side Story is playing September 9th and 16th over at the Ware Center.
Okay, so this week and next week. And this is a Prima production, but before we get into that show, which is really what I want to talk about, I'd like to hear the backstory of Prima and hear how Prima developed and what's been going on for the past few years.
Sure. So coming from upstate New York, and my desire was always to be presenting fresh, relevant, modern performing arts, and really to have an engaging sense of the arts in the downtown type environments. So moving to Lancaster, we found that there was like a fresh flavor, a niche that wasn't necessarily being filled. And so we started putting our foot in the water a little bit just to see if the community would accept, if there was a market for something that was modern and interesting and engaging. And so we started playing around with that a little bit, found the response was positive. And so that's what Prima is all about, is engaging performing arts in a variety of sort of taking things a little bit out of the box thinking, and some really interesting model of doing performing arts for the next generation.
How long ago was that?
We started in 2010 over at Prince Street Cafe, actually.
Is that right?
Yeah, so we've been around a little bit. Really, it's been sort of the word of mouth is just building. We started doing a benefit at the Effort of Performing Arts Center a few years back just to see who would be willing to collaborate with us, and they were very kind and allowed us the time to, just as a arts leader, to try my hand in this region. Nobody had any clue who I was, and they were gracious enough to open that opportunity. We always knew we wanted to be in Lancaster City. It was this growing arts community, and yet felt like the performing arts were a little bit behind the visual arts side of the growth process, so especially the theater world. So we ended up coming down. Diana, my wife, is more business-minded than I am, and she said pretty much if we couldn't make a go for it without taking out major loans, then if the arts can't sustain themselves, then we really shouldn't even be doing it. And I'm going, that's not really how the arts work in America. So I'm like, let's see how this works. So we started trying it. No taking out major loans types of things, and just started on the small scale. Got to know people that were really interested in seeing that this type of work being done. And then we moved over to the Ware Center in 2011, and have been slowly growing since that is. Yeah.
So what were you doing at Prince Street Cafe?
Yeah.
Theater in Prince Street Cafe?
150 people fit in Prince Street Cafe doing cabaret type material. Okay. So there were almost mini shows being put on in there on a Sunday night. No advertising dollars. Simply put, that people were finding out about it, and it was spreading like wildfire.
That's great.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
And the Ware Center has become just such a great resource for the arts. I don't know about you all, but I was a little fearful like at first when the building went up, and then there was some trouble with the building and stuff, and then Millersville took it over, Millersville University. I was like, it'll just be classrooms and it'll be pretty, but it's turned out to be this awesome public resource for events.
Absolutely.
And you've, of course, been taking advantage of that. What's that like working at the Ware Center? What's the experience been like for you?
Yeah, I think we've had some fun times. It's a good challenge for us. It's definitely allowed us the opportunity to think a little bit outside of what you would usually think theater looks like, because the space was not built for that. It was built for chamber music. And so when we get in there and the acoustical differences of what that looks like, we're doing a lot of like rock type material in a space that was meant to, in a sense, hear a pin drop, a violin and a piano, and that's it. And then we come in with these giant speakers, 10 dancers, amazing choreography and singers, and just it's craziness to have a space like that containing such vitality. So it's been a challenge, but a good one.
Oh, that's great.
It also, I think, says that people like to come downtown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, they do like to come downtown. They just need more and more reasons to get there. And I think the Ware Center and what it is, the forms it's providing, are excellent. And I think it's brought more people to the downtown area, which, you know, cannot hurt. They like coming. They like the theater environment, and they like what the Ware Center feels like, looks like. You know, so I think what they have done, what Millersville has done with the building, has been exemplary.
Yeah.
In helping the growth of downtown.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree with you that performing arts has been sort of riding the coattails a little bit of the visual arts, but I feel like that it's what a wonderful thing to be riding the coattails of. I mean, we could be tagging along behind sports, or we could be tagging along behind things that are sort of irrelevant to the arts and that in terms of content, but it's a real nice relationship. And, you know, I had a conversation recently with a friend about, we were naming all the places that we've seen performing arts, music or theater in Lancaster in the past 3 years. And none of the places that we named existed 4 years ago. So places like the Candy Factory hosting concerts and having some theater events, the Ware Center, the Elks Club doing concerts almost every month now. Different groups bringing concerts into the Elks Club, so it's not the Elks Club doing it, it's just using that space. That's amazing, and that's really a testament to, hey, if there's not a venue, make a venue, right? Find the space, turn it into something.
Yeah, it's fun to see. I think Lancaster City is definitely growing, and those are sort of like yay Lancaster moments to see the community willing to step forward culturally.
Thank you.
We're talking to Mitch Nugent and Pat Cowder. Mitch's performing arts company, Prima, is making a big splash producing top-notch musical theater right here in Lancaster. Pat is a choreographer who has worked on several Prima productions, including the upcoming music of West Side Story.
So my first introduction to Prima was recently the Glee show, but that wasn't the first one, right?
No, we did a Glee performance the year beforehand, and we're just pretty much told if we didn't bring it back, there was going to be riots. So
how
we didn't have a choice.
How different was this performance than last?
10 times bigger.
It was big, yeah.
Yeah. I think what we found last year is we brought in quite a number of professional performers, the bands on stage and those kind of things. And a lot of the shows last year looked like that, where we put our foot in the water and we were experiencing, okay, what if we tried to put up 20 performers on a stage that was meant for two instruments or so, in a 300-seat house, and let's, like, you know, rip the roof off of this place and see what we can pull off. And then when you challenge a team of professionals with crazy creativity just to take it a step farther, amazing things happen.
Yeah. Well, how many of the folks in the Glee performance, which was just in August, it was just a few weeks ago, how many of those folks were regional or from outside the area? How many were from Lancaster?
Yeah, originally from like a lot of these performers,
but people who live here now.
Yeah, there's a lot of professionals from all the regional theaters, and we have some great friends from American Music Theater or even Sight and Sound, and a lot of those performers are coming together from the area theaters. Some of our friends over at the Fulton and that jazz, they're having performers doing shows consistently, and these people are willing to do work that we, in a sense, say, hey, we're taking them to the musical theater gym to work out their creative muscles, and so people are enjoying coming and having that type of experience.
That's cool. I was there. I think the second show it was packed. Not sure what the first show looked like, but I mean, really impressive numbers in the space. Have you been successful in that big room filling it?
Yeah, I think because so much is word of mouth, it's definitely something we ask people at the end of the night, if you liked it, tell your friends, type of thing. But just as major brands have grown in that capacity, we could take out 1 million ads in the newspaper or what have you. Our market, which is very much different than the average demographics and statistics of the national theater market, we have, you know, that sort of aging market of almost about 70 years of age for the average theater patron. Ours is about 45.
Wow.
So that means a whole different category of the type of people that we have coming in. Now, if you saw in Glee, there would be the grandparents in the audience, their kids, their grandkids, and for everybody to be happy with a product at the end, that there's something happening that's special.
Yeah.
And it has nothing necessarily to do with personalities behind it. I think it's a community of people coming together for something that's fresh.
Pat, tell me your backstory. What's your experience?
How far back do you want me to go, and how much time do you have?
My
background is that I have a degree in English and a degree in dance, and I have been involved in the dance community in Lancaster for many years. I worked at the Fulton Opera House under Actors Company of Pennsylvania. I worked at Elizabethtown College, Effort of Performing Arts Center, and TSS. I started a dance theater program at Hempfield High School, which has sustained itself for 30 years and has, I think, introduced dance as an art form all to itself into a high school extracurricular position. Mm-hmm. And that has been sustained by students, and many of my students who came through the Hempfield program are now out in the community choreographing and having degrees in dance, and I think making a mark for themselves as choreographers. So I'm still here, though. You know, I'm still here. I'm still doing it, and because I love it. I love moving, and I love the energy of the music that Mitch has chosen to do. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like inspiring. I mean, who could not be inspired by the music of West Side Story, for instance, which is what we're going to be doing. It's only natural. So I'm kind of a gypsy dancer. Like, everywhere I went in my life, I found a studio to dance.
Got it.
You know, it didn't matter if it was LA or if it was Japan. You know, I wanted to seek out what was happening on the dance scene in that community and, you know, embrace it and enjoy it. And that's because I personally love to move.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. Each week, we bring you interviews with performing artists and those who make the performing arts happen in and around Lancaster, Pennsylvania. If you like the show, please let us know. Drop me a line at jason@woodstovehouse.com with any comments, questions, or suggestions. And if you really like the show, consider joining other supporters of the program and drop a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. The tip jar is located in the top right corner of our website, woodstovehouse.com. And now back to our conversation with theater producer Mitch Nugent and choreographer Pat Cowder.
Well, let's talk about the show that's coming up then. September 9th and 16th, those are Sunday evenings. And this is the music of West Side Story. So give me the synopsis. Tell me what we're going to see.
Well, I believe Mitch was after a fresh take on West Side Story, which has been done. West Side Story has been done, you know, in jazz form and in a variety of ways. And he was looking for a fresh take on it. And so the music of West Side Story is, as he has said, a celebration of West Side Story. It's music.
Yeah.
But you can't forego the story, which is ages old, of course, and cross-cultural. And originally, you know, the story was really meant to be about an Irish Catholic family and a Jewish family. And then, you know, it was supposed to be placed in L.A., and then it ended up being placed in New York. So I think, you know, Mitch was looking for something that you could, that message of West Side Story could be placed anywhere, including the Ware Center in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, and still be relevant.
Sure.
So it's a celebration of the music, and of course, because I love to dance, I said, hey, you can't do West Side Story unless you do some dancing, because everyone says West Side Story, Jerome Robbins, that there's an expectation. And of course, he graciously said, oh, I never thought of that. And then included dance in the performance. So,
well, my natural inclination with dance, because I have two left feet, is to go, if I just stuck somebody up there with a rock band, I would be happy.
Sure.
I know that's not true for everyone. And my wife is a dancer. So, but that show is so well known for amazing set of movement. And then to bring a new take on it with, I mean, really, I was thinking about it even yesterday, just seeing some of the rehearsals, preparing for songs like Dance at the Gym. I honestly don't think I've seen this level of professional dancers on the stage collaborating. Like, it's literally the best of the best that all of these area theaters have brought to town. And in a sense, we get to pick the cream of the crop, which is just it's a really neat experience.
And what's been delightful is I've had a former student who has taken over dance theater who has helped me greatly, Cody Smith. You know, he's an excellent dancer. He performs at Radio City. And was willing to come into this process after having seen a Prima show, you know. Huh. And so he saw a Prima show and he said, you know what, I will do the next show with you. And I was like, oh, thanks, Cody, because you can demonstrate everything. And he has. And he's been really great about that. But we have people who are from Sight and Sound, people who are from AMT, and some other former students. And they... Yeah, they rock the house. They just love moving, and they're energized. And so thanks, Mitch, for letting me do some steps.
I feel like we're apple polishing each other while
we
sit at the table.
I know. I like you.
Let's talk about the star of the show.
Sure. We were looking at this piece and what it has to communicate from a cross-cultural standpoint, what we wanted to achieve in this piece. We've been talking about it for a good 9 months or so. In a sense, it's birthing this concept. You have this baby that you're caring for, and you're seeing it through these various phases of the project. And so with that comes the phases of, you know, waking up in the morning or, you know, in the middle of the night type, you know, cry fests and things. There are those challenges through the process that are those growing parts of going, okay, this is where we think it's headed, and what can we do to really let this thing flourish? also we feel like you have this deck of cards that we're playing, and this celebrity card is one that we have not pulled yet. So this is really a tipping point for Prima as an organization, and for Lancaster culturally, to have somebody like Josefina Scaglione, who's the Tony Award nominee for the new Broadway cast of West Side Story, she played Maria, for her to say, I'm going to come to Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Whoever, you know, the New York market is going to think the stereotype of Lancaster, Pennsylvania,
sure,
being,
right.
Okay, there's Amish and cornfields, and why would a Broadway star who's recently doing big TV ingenue roles on a variety of TV show episodes and things of that nature, why would she be willing to come to Lancaster? Really, to have that communication, for somebody like her to be able to look at our website at primatheater.com and go, you know what, that looks cool, is a testimony to what Lancaster can withstand. And even to see Josefina on Facebook saying, you know, Lancaster, here we come, like excited about coming here, that's a fun step.
Tell me about the musical side of this show.
Yeah, West Side Story originally was such a transformative piece for musical theater history. And so when I mentioned it to our music director, Andy Roberts, he is a very just sort of even-keeled kind of gentleman. And to see him light up, like, okay, we hit the spot with something
nice
here. So he's a jazz musician through and through, just an amazing artist. And he wanted to get his hands on some fresh arrangements and creating those. So this was a great opportunity for him as a jazz musician to really build some arrangements, which is a strength set for him. So we really had some fun allowing him the opportunity to take the music, some of the songs that we said, hey, these are some ideas that we have, mm-hmm, of what we'd like to hear, what we'd like to piece to speak of, and then let him run with it. And he came back with some things, and we're going, oh, cool, that'll be fun. We also threw some ideas out there to him. I kind of came with some conceptual material, and Pat brought some material, and we're really getting excited about bringing different flavors to it. So here's the jazz artist coming in, and he's got this sort of really fun big band type feel, and I'm bringing in some sort of like really cool duets that wouldn't be expected, Maria being sung as a duet or something of that nature, some more pop music type sound, and then Pat brings some material that totally changed things up a bit. When we were looking at things, going to Andy Roberts and saying, here's a track of G. Officer Krupke in a hip-hop 1990s Salt and Pepper type feel. This is exactly what we want. Tell that to a jazz arranger. And for him to kind of go, okay, it's a stretch for everybody to in a sense, what I think our audience is going to expect. We've tried to make it as clear as possible. It's a fresh twist on gorgeous tunes. And some people have literally called on the phone and said, I've heard box office stories saying, why would you mess with something that's this gorgeous? Every generation has a take on something. And so what we're not doing is taking away anything from the gorgeous nature of this material. But between Andy's arrangements and some of the concepts that Pat and I have brought to the table, I think people are going to be, my hope is that people leave with a sense of like, that was really neat. The point of it being that the beauty of the art in the end, those moments that give you the chills when you have an amazing singer or just the right chord structure or an amazing set of movement on stage can totally transform your day. And that's the kind of thing that we want to be a part of.
And I think West Side Story inspires innovation. It's, you know, it itself was a seminal piece, innovating Romeo and Juliet's story, and it just energized, I think, artists. The artists that collaborated on it were energized by all of the different ideas. And to say that when a piece is finished, it is iconic, and it does stand by itself, doesn't mean that it stops inspiring people to create, you know, a different take on it.
Right.
So I hope people, you know, certainly shouldn't be offended, but should say, hey, it's great that this music is so relevant and so inspiring that it has taken off in this other form, you know, as a celebration.
How do we find out more about the show, and where do we buy tickets?
Yeah, the best place to get information, of course, we're all over Facebook and Twitter and on primatheater.com. That's theater with an R-E at the end. And so most of the information is up there. There's a lot going on now. The press is just starting to get a hold of the information. So I think you'll see a lot more from the newspaper type elements or what have you. But definitely visit primatheater.com, or you can actually call the box office at 717-327-5124.
I'm Jason Mundock, and this is Around the Wood Stove. You can follow the Wood Stove House and Prima on Facebook and Twitter to keep your finger on the pulse of fresh performing arts in Lancaster and Central Pennsylvania.
What do you have coming up? What's after this show?
You want the secrets, don't you?
Let's do it.
No, we're going to have a lot of fun. Our season is a calendar year season. So
okay.
This spot in the fall for the last 2 years has been our sort of culminating piece of the season. So last year was Chess in Concert. Pat was choreographing that. We worked together on that project. And here we are again in that slot. And so it's a little difficult to even think beyond the show that we're currently in the throes of rehearsing. Yeah. After that, in October, comes our Monster Music event. And it's truly going to be an experience. Some people think, you know, it's going to be something a little, you know, just a monster mash party. This is a classy event with, it's like Thriller on steroids. So I've been telling people, Halloween has never been this cool for people over the age of 12. The whole cast is expected to be in white, and actually some of the patrons everybody's asked to dress up in goth. And it's going to be a really fun in the round type music experience of every haunting piece in pop culture, theatrical material. So that's coming towards the end of October. Around then, we will be establishing and publicizing our 2013 season. Which, to put it well, so that I don't have to be bleeped out in any capacity, is going to be a kick-butt season.
Got it. Thank you both very much for taking a few minutes today to talk about this exciting show, The Music of West Side Story, September 9th and 16th at the Ware Center in Lancaster, and also the backstory of Prima Theater. You guys are doing some amazing things, and just really, really glad to see this happening in Lancaster, so thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you
thank
bet.
You, Jason.
You bet.
Find more information about The Music of West Side Story and all of the upcoming Prima events at primatheater.com. And don't miss the show coming up on September 9th or September 16th at the Ware Center in Lancaster. You can also link up from the show post on our website, woodstovehouse.com. And while you're there, you can check out past episodes of this program, subscribe to the show, or leave a few bucks in the tip jar to help us do what we do. If you like what you hear, please drop a comment on the show post, give us a good rating on iTunes, and be sure to tell your friends about the show. Around the Wood Stove was produced at the Wood Stove House in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Find us online at woodstovehouse.com.